want to speak to you a few minutes about an inyan. I always thought one way, wasn't wrong, but there's a lot more to it. Now the Gemara goes like this, the Gemara Beitza starts in the Gemara Beitza Chabon, but the Gemara says that the Gemara speaks out.
Can you work?
Have something which becomes Mukta and Bidlov Shams. Can you have something which becomes Mukta and Bidlov Shams? Gemara speaks out there that if we're talking about something which became, let's say, not Roy, had a keli which breaks, right? And it's not Roy to do anything with it. So Navada becomes Mukta. That's what we call Mukta Mahmoud Kufa. If nothing you can do with this keli, if nothing you can do with it, then it turns into Mukta, right? It's not something you can do anything with it. It's like a stone in the garden. It's posha becomes Mukta. Gemara says the shadow will be that something became not Roy to use. And then it came back, and now it's Roy to use again. Right? And Mechaber paskens this in Shein Ches. You have, let's say, a keli, which in the middle of Shabbos, a goy put something inside it, which is mouse. So the keli can't be used now, right? Put something horrible inside, and it can't be used. And then the goy comes back half an hour later, and he tips it out, takes it out of it. So it became mukta. Because it became something which wasn't Roy to use. There's nothing you could do with it. But then half an hour later, if the goy, let's say, cotton tips out and makes it Roy again, so now he's brought it back and now it's Roy to use again. So on that, Mechaber paskens, this Gemara, that it became mukta for the time that you can't use it. There's nothing you could do with it. I've added at that point of time, it's mukta, you're not allowed to move it. Now that becomes Roy again, it comes back and now you can use it again. So now it's Roy to use again, so now it's Ois Mukta. Why is that the concept of the Gemara? So the Gemara explains because the only reason why usually something which is Mukta stays Mukta Hol Shabbos, which we know the concept, the person, let's say, lights, the Gemara calls it a nair. So you've got the nair is not doesn't refer to the light itself, right? The nair is always what we call the krozel. No, the nair is the cup. In the nair you have oil. In the oil you have a little psila, and on the psila you've got the light. Now the mukta is the light, the shalheves. Because the shalheves are mukta, that makes the little wick into a bosses to the shalheves. And then the oil is a bosses to that, and then the nair is a bosses to that. So the nair means the cup. The oil and the wick are all the bosses to the little shalheves. Now how long do they light for? Let's say light for 2-3 hours. Now after 10 o'clock Friday night, the nair stays mukta for the rest of Shabbos. Why is the nair stay mukta for the rest of Shabbos? Because Migul is Katsoy, the Bein HaShmoshes, is Katsoy the Kolayim. Since the Bein HaShmoshes, I lit this obviously before Shkia, before Bein HaShmoshes, and now at this point of time, you cannot use this Nair, because now it's full of oil, and in the oil there's a wick, and on the wick there's a light. So now it's a mukta to move it. So therefore, even so, a few hours later, it goes out. The whole Shabbos is mukta, so now really finished off, right? Let's say the whole earth finished off. Now it's a cup in front of me, right? The nair itself is if it's not made out of cheres, it's a regular cup, I want to use it something else. Why am I not allowed to use it? Because migud is katsoi the bina shmoshes, is katsoi the kulim. A mukta chatzis Shabbos, this is where this concept comes in. Now because when Shabbos came in, it was a beautiful keli, right? Roy to use, I could take a drink from it. What happened? In middle of Shabbos, it became something which is not wrong. In the middle of Shabbos, something went inside it in a way that I can't anymore use this keli. So now this keli is unfit to be used, turned into mukta. But if somebody else comes and pulls out that the unroised thing, let's say Moshe will make it easier. In the middle of Shabbos, a goy comes, he pours oil in, brings along with him his own oil, he pours oil into my cup, and he puts a little wick in it, and he lights it, it's a light. He says, Ravid, here you are, I've made you a light. The next hour. So now I've got here, this keli is a mukta. It's got a light in it. So bad I can't move it. But an hour later, 2 hours later, once it goes out, so let's say it's eaten up the whole oil, it lived for 2 hours, and now it's empty again. This cup now is mutter for me to use whatever I want. Why? Because there's no migud diskatsoi in it. Why is it no miskatsoi? Because this was litten on Shabbos. Right? Middle of Shabbos, a guy came in. He made it mukta. Because he put oil inside with a little wick with a flame. So on Shabbos the Avada becomes Muktzeh, so there's nothing you can do with this Keli. But once it goes out, for now, 2 hours later, the oil gets eaten up, and it's all out, now the cup is Muktzeh again to use. Now, does not the Gemara, that is the concept of Ein Muktzeh L'Chatzeh Shabbos. Meaning, it became in the middle of Shabbos Muktzeh. So at the time that it was Muktzeh, Avada becomes Muktzeh, nothing can do with this cup, right? Nothing can do with it, so therefore it becomes Muktzeh. Don't move it. The minute it becomes Roy again, I can use this cup again. And that we say, since it wasn't there, Ben HaShemoshes, there's no Migud Iskat Soy, the Ben HaShemoshes, Iskat Soy, the Kuriyim on it. So when it becomes Roy again, I'm allowed to use it. That's the Gemara, Beitza Chavon and Beitza. First Gemara, so the Gemara speaks out. And Mechava passes it, something which comes also in the middle of Shabbos. And they say, I didn't go. At the time that it's not Roy to use, it's Muktzeh. But now or two later, it's Roy to use again, it's not Muktzeh anymore, I can use it again. Now, but this concept doesn't stop here, because now we know there's a huge machlokes between Achronim, the Milah knife of a Moel on Shabbos. He's got a Milah knife. Now, a Milah knife of Adah is a precious object, and that's what we call Muktzeh, Machmas, Tzoron Kis. Right? Something which is Miyachad, I don't want to use it for anything else, Miyachad Lamokim. I'm going to show you exactly what the Nekuda is, but I'm using both Nuskhoras, I'm Miyachad the place for it, I'm not using for anything else. I want to cut my apple, I'm not going to use my Milah knife. So that's Muktzeh, Machmas, Tzoron Kis, you're not allowed to move it. So the Milah knife, Muktzeh, Machmas, Tzoron Kis. Now this Shabbos I've been booked on, got Mr. Moyle here, he's booked on to make a Milah, 10 o'clock Shabbos morning. What's the deal of this knife on Shabbos? So Mashal says, because he's going to be using it on this Shabbos, Ein Muktzeh L'Chatzeh Shabbos, Ein Muktzeh L'Chatzeh Shabbos. He's planning to use it, he's planning to use a knife on Shabbos, so he's going to use it. So what do you want to tell me? That should become Muktzeh when he's finished. 10:30, he's finished the Milah, 10:30 Shabbos morning, should become Muktzeh. So Mashal, Ein Muktzeh L'Chatzeh Shabbos. Now, when I saw this, I got shocked, and so did the Taz, and so did the Ram. They both asked that Ein Muktzeh L'Chatzeh Shabbos comes out of the Gemara in Beitza is a completely different thing. Ein Muktzeh L'Chatzeh Shabbos in the Gemara in Beitza is at the time that it can't be used, then I've added to Muktzeh. The time you can't use it, it's a Muktzeh. Just when it becomes Roy again, because it wasn't a Muktzeh in being a Shmoshes, so it became Roy. When it's not Roy to use it, you can't use it. When it's Roy again to use it, you can use it again. So a friend of Taz Mogan of Ram, what is Mashal saying? Because here he wants to use it on Shabbos, the time he's allowed to use it, he's got a mitzvah to use it, and he set it aside to use it for Mila. So he's got Mila this Shabbos, 10 o'clock, very nice. But friend of Taz Mogan of Ram, 10:30, the Mila's over. Muktzeh again. What's Mashal saying? Ein Muktzeh L'Chatzeh Shabbos.
Might get another
bris
later in the day. Until the bris.
What about, there's two Shabbos, till the bris and after the bris. Advarim till after the bris. So after the bris, there's two different Shabbos. After the bris, what should I do after the bris? Mashal doesn't see any problem with it. After the bris, it's not Muktzeh, you can put it away, you can do whatever you want with it. You can use it for something else.
You don't.
What do you want?
Mashal holds, I'm not talking before, Allah and Mashal holds, Allah is Machlokes Achronim. Mashal holds, the Milah knife is not Muktzeh because Ein Muktzeh L'Chatzeh Shabbos. You can't have a Muktzeh without Shabbos. For the Taz and Ram, if you look at the Gemara page, so we just spoke out, that's not what the Gemara is talking about. The Gemara says that the Ein Muktzeh L'Chatzeh Shabbos just means, about in the time that you're not planning to do something, the time that it's not Roy to use it, then about it's a Muktzeh. Ein Muktzeh L'Chatzeh Shabbos just means that it can keep switching in Shabbos. Usually, sometimes the Muktzeh, when Shabbos comes in, today's Muktzeh the whole Shabbos. Maybe it's got soil in the Shemoshes. It's all good here. That's it. So the Muktzeh Shabbos comes in, today's Muktzeh the whole Shabbos.
Maybe it is Muktzeh when Shabbos comes in.
I don't want to use anything else. What's the deal on that?
But you can tell the bris.
What?
Maybe you use the bris. Like you can do bris or Shabbos. The same.
Why do you have to do that?
I'm new to Chia. Right? That sounds like a Taz goes on that manner.
Why do you have to do Miyachad? It's Mamela. Since bris is Mutter, the knife becomes Mutter anyway.
Right, so the Mashal. So this is a knife, which is Miyachad to use on Shabbos. So what's something I'm going to use on Shabbos?
Okay,
you can't see any Muktzeh on it.
You've miyachad it for Shabbat. You've miyachad it for Shabbat to use it on Shabbat.
You miyachad to use it on Shabbat.
So usually what I do is
I use it. And the minute I'm finished using it, I miyachad it back.
Before the bris, it's also Muktzeh.
Before and after, it's two different Shabbos. Even if it's Muktzeh, the Mashal holds not, it's not before, not after. Because if when Shabbos comes in, I decide I want to use this knife on Shabbos, so then it's something which is omer to be used. So before I use it, because it's omer to be used, I'm not makta it. I am planning to use it. And when I'm finished with it, fret the mashal, maybe when I'm finished with it, now I don't need it anymore. Now it should be mukta. So then that's also not going to be mukta because a mukta lechatzi Shabbos.
Why?
What's mukta? Mukta means I'm not planning to use it. If I am planning to use it, I'm not back to night.
Okay.
Okay. But the mashal holds, even so, I'm only planning to use the bris, but it's a plan to use it. That's enough. Once you're using it for one usage, you're not putting it aside not to use. Something like if I have something which I want to use for one usage, not for another usage, once you've got a usage of it, then it's not mukta. Mukta means I'm makta daiti, I'm not going to have anything to do with that chance. I'm not moving it. If I'm not makta daiti, yeah, mukta comes from the word like tsoas adas. If I'm not makta daiti, I'm planning to use it. It makes a difference how many things. One thing, I've got an expensive cup. I'm only using this cup, Shabbos morning, for the special guest. Is that cup mukta? Well, not. Why? And this Shabbos, I'm planning to use it. I've got guests coming. So this Shabbos, I'm not makta daiti from it. If Friday night I decide the guest walks in on Friday night, I'm not to use a cup. I have this cup I never use. I keep on the side, expensive cup. This week I was planning to use it. I've got a chosher visitor coming. Expensive glassware. I'm planning to use it. I'm not makta daiti. Friday night, if I would want to use it, no problems. Why shouldn't I be able to use it Friday night? Once you're not makta daiti from it, it's not mukta for this Shabbos. So before the bris, it's not mukta because I'm planning to use it. After the bris, now I'm not planning to use it anymore. So if I'm mukta, the chatz Shabbos. That's my shabbos.
You get a call for bris and Shabbos.
Another, another bris then.
You get a call for bris, but you weren't intending to make a bris. The knife is not made, it's not used.
So you have to have a new tchiyonet. Don't make a tchiyonet. Like you don't have a cutting on the mina.
You
madcha the vokta. But here we're talking about Mashal. He knew about it. So he wasn't makta daito from this knife, this Shabbos. Fakat, his plan is to use it. For all things, we don't know how many things. He's planning to use it. It means he's not makta daito from it. I'm planning to use it. Mashal's Shaila didn't have any Shaila before the bris. The Shaila wasn't. The bris is over. But now he's not planning to use it anymore. He's got no more bristles this Shabbos. He's planning to put it away. Son kiss again. Can it become a mukta of son kiss after the bris?
How
does he know? Divide the knife, makta daiti. It's not being booked on. That's what I'm saying. Even if suddenly a bris comes up, like the bris is madcha duraisa.
So
what
should be.
So at this point, is he makta daiti? Has he got nothing more to do with it? What is makta daiti? Bristles don't just pop up from nowhere.
Right.
At this point, he's not planning to use it anymore. He's now finished, putting it aside. Not the Mashal, ain't Muksa Chatzis Shabbos. If I can tell them, Rabban Avraham, that wasn't the concept of the Gemara. The Gemara said, Avadim, the Kozman, it's not Roy, the time it's not Roy to use it, then Avadim becomes Muksa. Ain't Muksa Shabbos is that if it becomes Roy again, since it wasn't Muksa and Ben Hashemosh, there's no Mikdis Katsoy in it, so it becomes something which is Roy to use, and becomes always Roy to use, and Roy again, you can keep switching through Shabbos. And it doesn't have one day in the whole Shabbos. About the time that you can't use it, time you're not planning to use it, about the why should it become mukta? That's the kasha of the Taz and the Mokhtar, both that's the kasha on the Mashal. So Kaneh and Mashal understood that there's two Nakudas which are able to show us. The Moshal.
See the time of day.
The person who speaks out, if I have a cup, I've got a cup today, what we call plastic cups, which are your royal shoes on Shabbos. Now, if I throw it to the bin on Friday, that's it, I've thrown it away. It means I'm not going to use it anymore. I've got another 100 of them, another 1,000 of them in my. Hundreds and hundreds of cups, we have Baruch Hashem plastic cups. I finished with my cup, which is a big campaign for Chazik Hadass. We finish with it, you throw it in the bin. Once you throw it in the bin, comes Shabbos, somebody wants a cup, wants to take it out of the bin, it's mukta. Why? Because you throw it in the bin, the makta diet from it, it's rubbish now, finished. It becomes mukta. Once in the middle of Shabbos, I make myself a coffee Shabbos morning, and I take my paper cup and I throw it in the bin. There, that it does not become mukta on Shabbos. But then since it's still Roy to use it, you can take it out of the bin, it's Roy to use it, it's not broken anything. So on Shabbos itself, you can't throw something and make it Ois Keli on Shabbos. You can't mat it and throw it into the bin on Shabbos. Why not? Because this Keli is a Keli that's still Roy to use. On Shabbos itself, Kolman is Roy to use. It is a Dova which is Roy to use. Throw it in the bin on Shabbos, the Keli, somebody else can come and take it out and use it. So if you see a paper cup in the bin on Shabbos, you have to be careful. If you know what else to throw in on Shabbos, you can take it out and use it.
It becomes dirty.
If something depends how full up the person is, if he's happy to take it out and wash it, use it, he's allowed to do that. If somebody threw it on Friday, then you won't be allowed to do it.
Why? It's still an oil, it's a Shabbos. But it can be used on Shabbos.
Right.
If somebody
right.
say,
but because the person was not to die to men, threw it in the bin, becomes mukta. Becomes mukta, the owner of this cup threw it in the bin. So he's the owner of it, he's got the right to make it mukta. And that's mukta the chaloyim. Mashegan, on Shabbos itself, that's posh, if the Gemara is concerned, throw it in on a keli on Shabbos, it's gosh. Why? So Tel Adovit speaks out because it's something which is told on your haktzah. You are trying to be makta on Shabbos. Of Dem Zogich, since it's a keli which is roi to use, and mukta which is still roi to use, it doesn't become mukta on Shabbos. Which this reminds us of the mashal. Now, if a tackle comes, something which is, it turns into a stone turns into something which is tackle not roi to use, right? The first case we had, the middle of Shabbos, a goy comes, pours oil into my cup, okay. Throws a floating wicked, and he likes it. So now the Messiah says, I cannot use this cup. Right, there's a light in it, flame in it, you can't have a cup of Coke in such a cup. So the Messiah became not roy to use. So that, and now at this point, it becomes mukta on Shabbos by itself. When the light goes out, and it's eaten up all the oil, now it's an empty cup again. Now I want to go wash it and use it for my Coke. So I'll be allowed to. There, the Ein Mukta Chatzi Shabbos just only told me that because it becomes roi again. The cup wasn't on Erev Shabbos was roi to use. It only became mukta on Shabbos. So once it becomes roi to use again, I can use it again. Obviously, something which is roi to use, and you want to makta your das from it on Shabbos, that also goes in to Ein Mukta Chatzi Shabbos. You can't be makta something on Shabbos if it's roi to use it. No? You want to be makta your haksas das, that you can't do on Shabbos. Made it on Mashal, Al Mila Naif. It's not right to use on the mashal, it's right to use it. You can cut your apples and you can cook them over it.
You don't
want to use it for that. Now that's your haktzah to that. Obazoi, this knife when Shabbos comes in is miyuchat for a certain tashmish on Shabbos, right? Miyuchat for a tashmish of a mila, Shabbos morning, 10 o'clock. I'm booked up. So dvail I'm not back to date. After the bris at 10:30, I'm finished with it. Now you want to be back to something which is right to use. It's a regular knife, you can use it for everything in your kitchen of the mashal. You, if it's something to roi to use, you want to mak to dait chol men or middle of Shabbos, you can't do that. Ein mukta lechatzi Shabbos. Chayim mashal zman shal posh detayna. Ein mukta Shabbos has two concepts in it. One is that if it became not roi on Shabbos, it becomes roi again because there's no middle katzor in it. But it also means that you can't be mak to something on Shabbos. You take a ready cup, you throw it in the bin. On Erev Shabbos becomes mukta, on Shabbos doesn't become mukta. It's a sugya. That's Shacharav Paskins it. So mashal same thing. Man mina daf. If until the bris, it's miyuchat to use as Shabbos, and it didn't come mukta. After the bris, you want to makta it, because in your mind there's a chisaron case, that can't be chal on Shabbos. Meizot mashal, it doesn't see any problem with minanai. The balagan, the bell maker about minanai, it's mashal, it doesn't see any problem with it. There's no mukta whatsoever in it, you can pick it up and do whatever you want.
It's umdur that, nobody uses it on Shabbos. Nobody uses a milanai for anything else.
Is it? Okay, which is roy. My paper cup, I throw it at the bin, umdur that nobody's.
Yeah, but a milanai knife is not used.
All right, every day, everyone's going to throw it.
I think you've got a knife.
It's coming back.
You won't use it.
Shai's got the Tazmog Ravrom. And now, Fazl's what they hold, such a posh tesforum. Amos has a Shabbos includes two things. Number one is, if it's not roy, it becomes taka in a roy, then it's a mukta, because it's not roy to do anything with it. When it comes right again, I can use it. Fine, because there was no minutes got soy. Another concept, Dod Mashalik, the end books of the Chatzin Shabbos, that you can't be maximum on Shabbos, and that's muskim, that din. If I throw my paper cup in the bin, it doesn't become mukta. The Morris is a beggar. It's still a kedi, still a beggar. It doesn't become mukta on Shabbos. Dod Mashalik, I plan to use it. The Shabbos will tell me the wrong ones. So here the Achreinim say, Klesh, like this. Really, this knife was a muks maksorim case the whole week, the last week, 2 weeks, 3 weeks. 2-3 years, right? So Be'etzem it's a mukhsar son kiss, every Shabbos comes in, it automatically becomes a son kiss. I don't think about it every week. This is a mila knife. I've bought it as a mila knife in a special pouch. So it's a mila knife which is a mukhsar son kiss. Now, of course, this Shabbos I plan to use it. So Nachrem says, Svara, that the Mogan of Rome and the Taz held, that it kicks in by itself. You're right, I can't be makta something on Shabbos. But a mila knife which is a chisoron kiss, right, and it's something which has always been, it's not a new thing. I've had it for the last few weeks, last few months, whatever it is. So here, I even saw planting on Shabbos. And the Mogan of Rome's Mashmai didn't become Mukhtar until you do the Mila. Straight after the Mila, it'll kick in by itself a Mukhtar Soren Kiss. Time of this Soren Kiss, where it was always Miyuchat, for a Mila, will kick in by itself. So I don't need your personal Haktzahs like that, and you're going to say you can't be Makhtar something on Shabbos. By itself, straight after the Mila, it'll kick in, that's the Mila knife is Mukhtar. Made it on Tazmo and Abram, you're stuck with the knife. So that's the Machlokes in Ein Mukta Chatzi Shabbos. Ein Mukta Chatzi Shabbos, number one, we know means that's something which becomes mukta in the middle of Shabbos, and then becomes roya again, you'll have to use it.
So once he put down the knife...
And what?
Once he puts down the
knife... That's the fear tazma from the rock, what's for the damn stuff?
Then it's mukta.
Yes, so the fear tazma is not mukta, fear tazma from the rock is mukta. So we take on halacha, we know everything well, we'll tell you. Taz Mokhan Avraham. I don't know if I'll tell you the Marshal. Marshal holds must put it away. Taz Mokhan Avraham doesn't know. So Shail is, what are you going to do with it? So one Shail is, maybe I can give it up to somebody else. Because we know there's a concept called Oda Biyol, the assumption I've used it, the heter. Calls back to my hand, I'm allowed to put it away. Right? This is a concept Mokhan Avraham brings by every Mokhtan. The Gaon argues, but I'm not going into that now, because the Gemara used the vacation after the Issa, and the Gaon holds you can't take it across. But we'll go with Mokhan Avraham. Mokhan Avraham holds, anytime you have a mukta in your hand, you find mukta in your hand, even if you took a bad mistake in your hand, once it's in your hand, you'll have to put it away. Oh, to be honest, so what do you have for the moil to prepare behind him, his son, or anyone who's available, and he says to him, you be ready, the minute I finish the mila, I'll give you the knife. Because it's Oda Biyadi, so I'm going to put it into your hand, and then you'll put it safely away from me. Some person hold that works, others say that doesn't work, because Oda Biyadi means I used it, right? So it's in my hands, it turns into a mukta, finish the mila, it turns into a mukta, okay, it's in my hand. Here, I took it for hetzer, right? I was allowed to use it, it's in my hand. The minute I give it to Yanam, he never uses anything, and Yanam finds a knife in his hand, drop it. But what's the help? He doesn't have a hetzer for Oda Biyadi, because he never had a hetzer to pick it up.
Yeah.
He should be having it in his hands, Bichar. Does it work, my hetzer? I'm allowed to put it away, to make a shlech for somebody else to put it away. Somehow, why not? Shlichus. Concept called shlich, shlech from Kemoise. No, I've got a hetzer to put it away. Kemoise, he's got my shoes, I'll give him my shoes. Yeah, Kemoise, he's my hand. Other person hold this thing, lumps of shlichus. I've got a din, I've used it, and I'm allowed to put it away. The minute it comes to the other person's hand, drop it. So that lot of person not happy with.
So here came
I put it down on the table, I'm also stuck with it. Because that's mukta. And more people mess around with it. So there is another etzah, which the person will bring. The first etzah, I'm going to make it bosses, there is an etzah. I've got a plate. I've put it down on the plate, it's also no good. The plate becomes a bosses. That one is a concept, if you have got a bosses, if I put on the shtender now, I want to move the shtender on Shabbos, the shtender now bosses, the hetter, and we should have brought it. It's bosses, the etzah, because the phone, and there's the recording, and the mic. Right? All three are mukta. But my Mishnah Brewer is not mukta. Now, one thing you have to make sure that make sure it's also choshuk, right? You can't support anything. But what Mishnah Brewer, I think, is more choshuk than a phone, no anything major expensive here, safer, which costs £10, there's choshuk with anything lying on this. So now, this standard is bosses, little heter. If I want to wheel it along, no problem, because I'm moving sundry's bosses, little heter, and it's at the same time, allowed to move it. So the person say, prepare a plate, with a ring on it. Right. A plate, anything, something which has got a dollar head or expensive thing. When I put my knife, wheel knife, even wheel knife is also expensive, I have to cost a few £100. But I've got my something which can outweigh it. So I've prepared on this plate, and now when I put down the knife on the plate, so this plate, if I want to move it, bosses an ace of a heter, I'll be allowed to move it and put it away. That's the ace which many posts can give. You have to remember the Mashal hold, Ein Mukhtat Shabbos. If you did ever see a world by mistake forgetting, and he's very upset with himself, any time he's got a mashal. Got a mashal, a muktzah chatzis Shabbos. Because this is a concept of soas adas, call him maximum on the Shabbos. It has more wrong holding. It does become muktzah, it kicks in sort of by itself. And then you have to find eggs, what to do with it. Give it over to somebody else, for a poskim. Can I make a shlichus here, my heter to give over to Yan, the heter? Or no, it's muktzah. That Yan is not allowed to take it. The easiest thing to suppose the fact is, put it down, prepare the plate. And even that, it's not all the person I'm happy with. This is what the Omgadom is in a lot of places. You prepare a plate with a ring on, something expensive, and then you put it down. And then it works. Now, I'm just going to say one more Nakoda before I finish is the platter which you have on it, the candlesticks, which is miyocha to those candlesticks. So on the post, can that's a mistake to put a ring on it to be able to move it. Let's say I've got a nice silver plate, I've got my candlesticks on it, and I want to move it. Right, so that table I want to be emptied after the meal. And I want to move it to the side. So what do I do? Prepare ribbons. So on the post game, it's a waste of time. Why? Because that silver plate, which doesn't really come from the Kodesh, is miyuchet for candlesticks, is open for the candlesticks. Even if you put 3-4 rings on it, which may come up to worth of tens of thousands and a lot more than the candlesticks, doesn't help. This tray is miyuchet for your candlesticks and not for rings. So if it's miyuchet, it's a badder to stay bosses for what it's miyuchet for. So therefore, a tray with the candlesticks, just to put a ring on it, will not help. All the priests threw this out, because it's miyuchad for candlesticks, it doesn't help put a ring on it. My mila knife, I'm taking a plate from the kitchen, put a ring on it, and then I put a mila knife on it. So it's not miyuchad for anything more than the other one. Miyuchad for any usage on Shabbos' plate. So now, it's bosses le'isavet.
I could use it
for
something,
use it for anything, but the common Shabbos plate, which is used for this, it's always used for my, I don't use it for anything else, I use it only for my candlesticks. It's miyuchad for the candlesticks, so it'll become a bosses for the candlesticks, it will not help put a head on it.
If you miyachad not to become a bosses.
Before Shabbos, we miyachadi, so no...
You miyachad, it says, I'm not miyachad for my candlestick, I'm just going to miyachad as a tray.
For?
Just use it.
Anything.
Yeah.
Okay, I have to know, is it true that? Yeah. If he ends up using it only again on this Shabbos, he's only using a candlestick when he's been fucking himself, isn't he? So nicely, he's used it this Shabbos and next Shabbos and the week before. It is for the candlesticks. Putting that ring will not help. What's it help? It's because there has to be always been more posh. What?
It doesn't become a posses in Shabbos.
No, but when Shabbos comes in, it'll become posses. That's what he's saying. If it's been yochad, candlestick, trade, which is yochad candlestick, when Shabbos comes in, it will become posses. I said, I totally ignore the hetzim. So there you have to find another eitzim. We're doing for our meal at night, because I'm taking a random plate, which is not yochad anything. So I can put it off a chashim, posses, then I can move it. Just Agat's telling you that when it comes to the candlestick tray, it's much more complicated because there, if it's miyuchad and I've added the tray, you ask the tray, who are you carrying? But if I'm carrying the candlesticks, now you throw a ring on it, I don't even recognize the ring the plate will take. I'm miyuchad for candlesticks, and therefore I've added the issa, is kin, or always, whatever, how many rings you put on it, it'll always be more chosh because I'm miyuchad for it.
Miyuchad, does that mean because you're using it every week? It's not because you call it a set.
I'm there for the candlesticks. This Shabbos, he wants to move it, so he puts a ring on it. I'm not there. It's as if the candlestick will always be more kosher. Can't outweigh the ring. It's stuck on weekday, you make a shower broth and you use it to bring in a few plates.
Has your question something else? You said, if I have a bowl of a leek on Shabbos, is that a good Shabbos, mukta on Shabbos?
If
the bowl is not mukta before Shabbos,
it wasn't mukta, but at the time they can't use it.
Because the water.
Because the water, if it's unclean water. Now, putting the bowl there, that's another shmuz. That's because you've just been mevachel kelim mechamim, just made it in heaven. That's another problem. But what we spoke about was that Ibn Khatz Shabbos is a person can't be maximum on Shabbos. And then I thought my Shabbos meal enough won't be mukta. The other person can hold, it kicks in its own mukta by itself. Like something which technically turns into Ein Ro, which said can become mukta on Shabbos. And when it comes right again, I bring it back.
Yeah.